From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina. It's primary election day in Florida, and voters can weigh in on a number of high-profile races. The results will determine which candidates advance to November in races for governor, Congress, and more. But Florida Education Association President Andrew Spahr emphasizes the local nonpartisan races are important, too.
If you're listening to this and you are thinking, hey, I'm not registered as a Democrat or Republican, so I'm not really going to vote, go vote, because you don't have to be registered with a political party to vote in the primary, especially when it comes to school board elections.
Florida has closed partisan primaries, meaning voters generally have to be registered with a political party to vote in that party's primary. Nonpartisan races like school board seats and judges are open to everyone. Polls are open from 7 to 7, and those still in line at the end can stay and vote. A blue-green algae alert has been lifted in Hernando County. The Florida Department of Health issued it back in June for Silver Lake Campground at the Withlacoochee State Forest. The department says people can now swim in the water, but to stay away if algae blooms pop up again. This is WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina.